came alive inside those tight-fitting jeans. In my mind, she's still a lady, that's all I'm gonna say. I knew that I'd been broken by the time we parted ways. And I know I held more woman than most eyes have ever seen. That night I knew a lady wearing tight-fitting jeans. Well, now she's back in her world, and I'm still stuck in mine.
With the cotton we produce, we can, Arizona can make more. I still want to know what that more than means, but more than one pair of jeans for every man, woman, and child in Arizona, in America.
Right. So if California didn't do the wonderful job they're doing growing cotton, if Texas didn't do the wonderful job they're doing growing cotton, and all of the other Cotton Belt states, there's about 19 of them, Arizona could still supply, like I said, a pair of pants for every American today. So that's why this industry is so important and why it really contributes to America's economy.
We'd all have to find out what to do about shirts if that was the case.
Yes.
But at least we'd have pants.
At least we'd have
got
pants.
The start going.
Right, right. So it's just a fun statistic to share with people.
How long does a pair of jeans last?
Oh my gosh. Well, I have my original pair of 501 jeans because it took me forever to be able, because I was so skinny when I was a little girl. It took me forever. So I kept them as a memento to the occasion when I finally could wear a pair of blue jeans. And they still, I can't put them on anymore, but they still are wearable.
And that's something.
And you know how old I am.
A local business had kind of caught on to. Jeans are a cotton based product.
Right.
They last a long time, but presentable in the public, maybe not more than 4 or 5 years, depending on.
It's longer than that because I've got some jeans that I've had at least for a couple decades that I can still put on kind of tight. Kind of have to squeeze them on, but.
Well, instead of throwing those away, you can actually turn them into insulation. And there's a company in Chandler that does that. And they'll take your old jeans, and it's 80% blue jeans, and they mix it with a 20% combination of like a sock cotton. So I'm not sure the difference between the denim and the sock, but they need the sock content for the bonding agent. Huh. In between, and they produce insulation that you would put in your walls. And instead of using fiberglass, how many times have you got, you never not itch when you're done with fiberglass.
Right.
It's impossible. It doesn't matter how well you wrap up and protect. There's always some little area that fiberglass finds its way and itch. Well, you can do it with blue jeans now and not worry about itching.
And it's a high-quality insulation, bonded logic, right off of Arizona Avenue, kind of North Chandler area. They're amazing. And if you ever do Rosie on the House, the Romero family team should go on the tour there because it's amazing what they're doing. And this is recycled jeans. So granted, you're right. Eventually, they do wear out or we grow out of them. And there's a place to send our old blue jeans. And this is one of those recycle companies.
So instead of ending up in a landfill,
it
may ultimately be delayed. They're touting a 30-year lifespan on the insulation, which is about as long as any other cellulose blown in that you would have. It compacts and breaks down over time. So I don't know if in 30 years they'll have a recycle plus two where they take the old stuff and they mix it with 20% new recycled and they get another 30 years. But it's keeping it out of the landfills. It's a insulation. But it's also, they claim, and this is done through third-party testing, so I've got no reason to doubt it, but it's a better sound barrier than your regular fiberglass insulation. So you could even use it in between rooms if you were trying to isolate the baby's room from the next baby's room, one that might be a younger toddler from someone crying, waking up the nose.
Exactly. Well, and the other neat thing about it, too, so we know that our high-quality Arizona cotton makes a great pair of blue jeans. Well, now we can literally be surrounded with it thanks to cotton, 100% cotton insulation. Recycled from old blue jeans.
I don't know
awesome.
That you can get any more local or organic
than that. And I want to point out, I just learned that my signs are kind of like, you know, backwards. So I'm still working on this for my live people. But cotton is an organic plant because it's a live organism. You're organic. I'm organic. So that's the other thing we can celebrate. Agriculture is organic because it's dealing with a living thing. whatever that crop or animal agriculture might be.
I can't imagine sourcing that many pairs of used blue jeans. Where do you get that?
I will have to go take a tour and find out.
And they do have drop-off locations, just like if you, you know, when you're sorting through your closet in the fall because you're switching out, though we don't really have to do that in Arizona, switching out our summer clothing for our winter clothing. Well, if you decide you're not going to keep that anymore, there are locations where you can drop off to recycle your blue jeans, which we should have found out what that was before we got on air.
You know what? I bet you we'll have it figured out by the time we're off, and we'll have that link. Well, I will write it backwards for you when I find it out.
So it'll show my signs clear will work.
In your Facebook Live. If Julie is from Arizona Farm Bureau, Julie Murphree, MURPHREE, is doing live Facebook streaming this hour, and she's got, in addition to all the great information she's providing on air, she has a bunch of handwritten notes that she's holding up to the screen. So it's like a double cotton education, one of Arizona's five C's, a $500 million annual industry for Arizona. The average acre produces over 1,300 pounds of cotton. That is wonderful. It's fillyourplate.org for consumer end products, where you can go find other products. It's grown right here in Arizona for your soybeans, your corns, although we're pretty close to the end of the corn. I think even high north, we're out of the corn.
Yes, it's starting to wind down, but we'll have our corn mazes.
We'll have corn mazes, and we're going into
fall festivals.
I'm pretty sure next time we have you on in about another 4 or 5 weeks, we're going to probably be getting close to the lettuce conversation out of Yuma.
Yes, it'll be exciting.